Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today with David Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Minor Junkie. And David, I want to get a comment from you regarding what it will take to get gold moving higher, breaking out a more sustainable bull run from what we already have seen. 5 months, or it looks like it's going to be 5 months of upward moves. But the fact of the matter is, those upward moves really haven't broken us out of any major resistance. It's still been maybe about a 10% move over 5 months. The question is, though, do we need the U.S. market to essentially take a dump for gold to get going?
You know, I really don't think so. Would you take a look at how gold has moved up without U.S. dollar weakness? It's gone up with the dollar much of the time here. And you also take a look at the dollar chart now, the weekly chart. It could be forming a head and shoulders top here, and I think a lot of it's going to have to do with this U.S. China trade negotiations. You know, there's a lot of talk in the news that a deal is going to happen here pretty soon before they have to raise the tariffs. So I think if a deal is announced here within the next few weeks, I think the dollar would take a dump on that news, and that would give a boost to gold to get it to that area that we've been waiting for, that 1360 to 1375 area, which is resistance for so long. Will it break over there on this first try? You know, and that's difficult to say, especially like you said, it's been going up for so long, and this move is kind of long in the tooth. But I think if you watch the miners will tell us what's going to happen.
Now, what about the miners? What miners are you watching? Is it the big guys? Is it the little guys? Is it even the silver miners in terms of where this market could be heading? Because still, in general, they're not breaking down, but they're, again, not breaking out. They're still not truly outperforming these moves in metals prices that we've seen.
Right. They just continue to climb this wall of worry. This bear market has been going on for so long. Sure, we had that move in 2016 for 6 to 8 months where we had that big move. But pretty much for the past 5 or 6 years, we're conditioned to wait for that shoe to drop. When is it going to drop? We know it's going to drop. Gold's going to get up to this level, and it's going to break down like it always does. We're all conditioned for that. So I think we're transferring slowly into a bull market here. Sure, we need confirmation above certain levels before we get that bull market, but I think we're starting to get there. And once it happens, then emotions are going to have to flip. We're going to have to put our bull market hat on and take our bear market hats off. And that's a big psychological move for anybody, you know, for it to happen. You know, I've seen it happen. You know, I've been in this market for almost 17 years now, and I've seen it happen a few times already. And you just got to be prepared for it when it happens, to switch your emotions. Like, okay, I'm going to need to hold for longer now because I want the market to make me money.
So in terms of what could drive the metals higher, even if it's driving U.S. equities higher, is it the need for more QE programs to be underway, more free money to be put into the markets that hopefully would finally land on the precious metals, kind of like it did back in 2010, 2011?
Well, that's already happening in all these other major currencies. You know, we talked about that before, where the gold is breaking out in all these other currencies. You know, and especially in the commodity currencies, in the Canadian dollar and the Australian dollar. In the Australian dollar, we're at an all-time high, and Canadian dollar, we're getting close. And those are two big commodity currencies. And I don't know if you read my article last Friday, but I talked about gold possibly predicting coming stagflation, because we're seeing a global growth around the world slowing down, and we're seeing disposable income going down because of all the higher taxes. So what's happening here is people around the world, and not only retail but central banks. You know, central bank buying is at its highest since Nixon closed the gold window. You know, all these central banks are buying gold. So we have central banks buying gold. We have people in the other parts of the world besides the U.S. buying gold. I know the GLD holdings have gone down. So Wall Street really hasn't started to buy gold yet. You know, this move has been going on despite the dollar being strong as well. So it's just interesting to see the reasons why gold is going up. They haven't been for the normal reason.
Now, when we look at something that you and I discussed, again, was the fact that precious metals, gold, is breaking out in terms of other currencies. But when you look at it still in U.S. dollar terms, we're still about a 50% move away from reaching those highs in 2011. It does just go to show the strength still of the U.S. over what's going on around the world. What sort of a disconnect then? Is it just simply a U.S. dollar falling or even collapsing that can help drive this higher? Or is there some sort of equilibrium that could be found?
Well, I think it's lack of faith in government around the world. I mean, that's what eventually is going to really get this bull market in gold going. And it'll bring in money into the U.S. dollar and gold at the same time, which is already starting to happen. You're seeing all these geopolitical situations heat up around the world, and it might start to heat up here, you know, with what's going on with the Democrats talking about impeaching Trump and things like that. So the 2020 election that's coming up, I expect to be, you know, hotly contested. You know, whoever wins it, you know, the other side's probably not going to accept it. We're seeing a lot of diversity happening here. I mean, it's us against them. It's the State of the Union address. I mean, there was no union. It was like the Democrats oppose everything that Trump wants to do. It doesn't matter what it is. And if the Democrats take control in 2020, it's going to be the opposite. And the Republicans won't accept whatever the Democrats try to do. So that's not good. And I think gold is sniffing this out as well.
Yeah, it's one thing that every election, especially the last couple that we've got to, where both parties are being pretty honest in the sense that saying they're going to challenge whatever the result is. It's just an ugly, ugly situation. Let's quickly touch on GDX and this weekly gap, something that you and I talked about, I believe it was last week. It is already filled. And with this short-term move down in GDX, the question is this other gap on the daily chart from earlier in the year also going to be filled? That earlier chart or the earlier gap on a daily chart, it is January 25th. So at the very beginning, goes the whole way back down to about 2070. What do you think about that gap being filled now that we already have this first gap being filled?
I still think that there's a chance for that to be a breakaway gap. Like we talked about last week, we expected this the gap, and it is filled today. But I expect the 2150 level to hold unless gold loses 1280. Gold loses 1280, then I think there's a good chance that gap gets filled down there at 2050.
So still overall, it sounds like we see it the same way, that it's definitely due for some sort of a pullback. And the question needs to be just how deep does this pullback go? If it stops at 1280 for gold, that should be a bullish sign moving forward. But if it continues to move lower, then it does bring back in some other lower targets. And who knows, maybe a push out of any sort of extension in this gold bull market. But the fact of the matter is any level really above 1250 is going to be a fairly significantly higher low in terms of the longer term charts. Do you want to address this?
Yes, I agree. I put out an article at the end of last year saying that I don't believe gold will go below 1250, and I still stand by that. I think 1250 is pretty strong support, but the action obviously is going to tell us if that's true or not. But with what I'm seeing for the reasons why gold has gone up, the reasons we talked about before, that's why I think that 1250 will hold. And still, I'm expecting one more push higher here before we get a decent correction.
Okay. Well, something to consider. We will see what's going to happen. Again, this run in the metals has gotten pretty long in the tooth, but there could be some short-term drivers behind it. I still do, or still am looking for some sort of a pullback. But if we do get that pop, remember some of those key resistance levels that are still right above this precious metals price. David, good chatting with you. I appreciate breaking down some of what's going on within this metal sector. It is encouraging after that sell-off we had over summer and into, I believe it was Q4 of last year. Now this recovery, let's see just where it takes us in terms of the upcoming pullback. David, again, I appreciate your time. If anybody wants more information on David's newsletter, I highly recommend it. If you are an investor in especially the junior metal stocks, click the link below this interview. Thanks for your time, David.
Thank you.